flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
3 o'clock, and a question that I think everyone in this town will be able to have an opinion on. So the Lions are in a Super Bowl draft, in case you live in a cave. The Lions are fantastic. But it's the other three teams in concert that drive this question. So the Tigers had this cosmic playoff appearance. The Red Wings are trying to get their season back online, and they're at 500-ish. Okay, so at least they're in the mix. A lot of work to do, but in the mix. The Pistons, 2 games over .500 in the 7 seed. Look, when you were 3-37 at this point last year and you're 21-19 this year, that's something. So this was the question I had. And it is all about what you define as being back. But are Detroit sports back? Question mark. You know, there was a time this was one of the, if not the, best sports city in America, where the Tigers were competing for the World Series. The Pistons were routinely in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Red Wings were a consistent Stanley Cup threat. And the Lions were 3 out of 4 ain't bad. The point is, are we back? And it's okay if you say no, but I want you to understand the backdrop. Mm-hmm. For about the last decade, of the towns in America, not the horse bleep towns that have like a pity team or two teams, of the 4 sport towns, the only real sport cities in America, Detroit had the lowest winning percentage of all. I mean, we were a morbid like 355 over a 10-year period. It was dreadful. Are we back? And if we're not, what has to happen for you to say it? Now, Rico, while you're in a ponderous state, Kenny Cott is nibbling on the microphone, so I'd like to just, I'm going to go to him for a moment here.
So in my lifetime, when we say, oh, Detroit sports is back, we're here, this is a sports town, everything's great, 3 of the 4 teams have been in the playoffs. Usually the Tigers, the Pistons, the Red Wings, the Lions always miss, no problem. So I think to be back, either the Red Wings or the Pistons have to make the playoffs, because that would mean in the last calendar year you had the Tigers in the playoffs, you had the Lions making a Super Bowl drive, and you had one of the 2 other winter sports teams in the playoffs. If 3 out of 4 are in the playoffs, Detroit is back. Okay. That's my criteria.
That's the Kenny Cott criteria. David, Detroit sports back? Question mark.
See, I would already say they're back. 2 is for me. 2 out of 4. We had 2 already.
Shocking the pastor with the lowest standards in the room. Stunning.
So I would say that, yes, we are already back because you have the threat of the other teams there. All I needed was 2. 2 made it. We're back.
Rico, now we come back to you. Are you still ponderous or
no,
do you want
to
offer
us
an opinion?
No, I'm while I respect what these two said, I disagree with them.
He called you both bitches.
No, I did
oh,
not.
Man.
No, I would say they're trending that way, but no, they're not back. Because when you look at Detroit sports in the 80s and in the 90s and in the early 2000s, one thing was true in each of those decades, a championship. You don't have one. You can just have playoff teams, but playoffs is just okay. The reasons why Detroit felt like it was one of the better cities, because you can point to the Tigers, to the Wings, to the Pistons. And with the Wings and the Pistons, there were multiple championships. So it wasn't just a one-off type of thing, right, where it was just this glorious 84 Tiger team. They actually had little mini dynasties going on.
I hate this, that I agree with you on something. Way more fun when we argue. But
I think he just called me a bitch.
It's plausible. So, hold on. I think I'm even a level above that. Is I need two teams that are actually threatening for championships. Now, with the Lions, we all agree. But here's your problem. The Tigers aren't a World Series team. The Pistons, God love them. Like, this is a great story. Come on, man. They ain't beat nobody in playoffs. I hate to break to you. And the Red Wings, they're probably not going to make it. And if they did, once again, Columbus cannon fodder. So I would say there's still, I need one of the other teams to not just make it, but be, I hate saying relevant, but like, you know what I mean, is when teams make the playoffs.
Competitive.
Yeah, right off the rip, half the teams get thrown in a wood chipper. You got to get out of that line and get into the one that you don't get turned into jello.
Yeah, you need to have a team where Detroit sports team, whether it's the Pistons, Tigers, Wings, or even the Lions, are consistently in that top four.
They're threatening.
Where they're in that final four in their division, where it's like, okay, you know what? If everything breaks correctly, they could win this thing. And yeah, I think they're trending that way. But right now, no. I need to see some titles, because the titles is what made Detroit what it was when they were feeling good about themselves, was that we had parades. You don't have a parade for
yet.
Just winning a division. You
yet.
Don't have a parade for winning a playoff series.
Wednesday, February 12th.
No, but I'm saying.
Or 11th, whatever it is. Middle of the week, that week after the Super Bowl. All right, let me mark that parade in so people are going to be happy. I don't want to deal with angry people, but I'm with you. The other teams have to do more. Here's the question. I know this is a lot to unpack. So if you're listening, it's really not about, well, who's right? 248. I don't know any of us are right. You may say we are back. For the last decade, all these teams were regrettable. And now I have a football team and F the other teams. I'm not mad at your perspective if all you care about is the NFL. But as a city, what if you're not back, what'll get you back? Uh-oh, he's pointing at me again. Hold on, Kenny.
You're back?
Stop pointing at me.
Pointing up.
It just feels so judgmental when you do that.
No, it just means I think at least I have a good point. I don't know.
It's scary.
You're back when your expectations for the other three teams around are the same that you have for the Lions. That if you don't win it all,
it's a failure.
You're disappointed, and it's a failure.
Okay.
If you're happy about what your team does when they end the season, you're not back. You're back when we didn't win it. Damn it.
Yes. All right. So then here's then the way he said it, Kenny, here's where I'll land my plane. Chasing at least two championships, two sports, right? Like, I'm chasing championships in two of my sports, and at least one of my other whatever teams is making the playoffs. Three of four, with two of them being legitimately chasing something other than a punch in the face. Yes, Kenneth.
I get the feeling, though, that, man, if we win a Super Bowl this year, I'm going to have a real hard time not saying we're back.
Just because that
has obviously has been something that in my lifetime, everybody's always said that will never happen. Stop dreaming. You're an idiot. They're never going
to
be a Super Bowl
team. You won't have to say it because the world will end. I'm convinced when
and then
happens,
the meteor comes down.
Right. The clock will hit zero, and it's going to be a clip from one of Rico's silly kids movies where some space alien has like a ray gun and ends Earth.
See, I think because it's the Lions, because they've never been there, and the Tigers have, but it would have that feeling of 84 of, wow, wait, are we really the best team in baseball? Yes, you were. And when the Tigers won, it just seemed like, okay, when's the meteor going to hit? Well, it never did, but they never won another one again. So I get what Kenny is saying. I think for a lot of people, they won't care. But for the city of Detroit, like I said, the beauty of the 90s and the 2000s especially was the Wings and the Pistons kind of were going back and forth. And if they didn't win, they were in the finals or they were in the conference finals. So every year you felt as if...
Is that truly what it was in the 90s? Whoa. Because the 90s started with the Pistons, and then they faded, and then it was the Wings, and it was no other team.
Yeah, but the Lions were on an every other year of getting in.
So we're
and
including
there were,
that.
Gotcha. There were a couple of seasons where they had very high hopes. I understand where you're going. Now, the problem in that was the Tigers.
Correct. They gave us nothing.
Right. And then it was because what happens is,
Barty.
It just seemed like the city could only support three teams. There was always that one team like, could you just do your homework? But no, they didn't. But yes, the early 90s, you had the Isaiah Thomas and those Pistons teams. Then they fell off.
Then the Judd Bushler Grant era, Hill, which I know you celebrate.
Grant Hill.
Jerome Williams. No,
the alternators.
Harry Mills.
Don Reed.
The alternators. I'm telling you, that's it right there. Yeah, Don Reed. From?
Georgetown.
Oh, I knew you'd get it.
Not bad, right? Not bad. 248-539-9797. We'll get with the people coming up next. Is Detroit sports back? And if there's more work to do, what is it? 97.1.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Asking the question, are Detroit sports back? Pistons are respectable. The Wings are respectable. The Tigers are respectable. The Lions are awesome. But is that enough to say you're back? I say no, because I need teams, plural, competing for championships. And no, I don't think the Wings will make it. I do think the Pistons will, but it's primarily because the East is a garbage heap. But look, I'll take it. It beats the last 10 years. David, Ticket Text, what do people have to say about it?
If you define back as relevant, then yes, we're back. If back means championship competition worthy, then no, we're not back. So I would say no. Cue up April and the D, because we are back, baby. That is from Roy.
I will never cue that
song. No.
That song is an affront to music.
Detroit sports aren't back. They are just not historically bad. The city needs a title from one of the teams to be back.
You know what the problem is, too? It's still very difficult for me, and I don't want to go down this road. Because there's about 8, 10, 12 teams like the Tigers who could be doing more, right? I'm begging you, I promise, I am not going down this road. The Tigers could be doing a lot more. That could be stoking a fire. That could be making them better. And thus far, they are choosing not to. Now, the problem is they're not alone. That's why the sport of baseball is such a joke. There are teams like Seattle, Minnesota, Kansas City, Boston, just not spending money. And there are players out there and commiserate needs. Like, imagine the vibe around the Tigers right now had they signed, let's say, Bregman on a Chapman-like opt-out deal, right? Opt-out, opt-out, opt-out. Or brought in Jack Flaherty again, or brought in Santander, brought in the Polar Bear. They're not doing it yet, or maybe at all. That's the problem. You know, with the Pistons, we love what they're doing, but the reality is there's a long way to go for them to become relevant to the power structure of the league. The Wings, I have a bad feeling they're going to lose the next couple, and this 7-game win streak is going to be Stugatz. They would have lost 3 in a row, win 7, lose 3. Accomplish nothing. Kenny, I'm not saying that to bum you out, but you got Florida and Tampa Bay coming up, and you just lost to the Sharks.
Yeah, that felt like a look ahead, the Sharks game. Now we're going to Florida road trip. That's not great. Plus, you have a back-to-back with the Lightning and the Stars. The Stars are no joke. Yeah, I don't like the direction of that.
Okay, so I'm not being unfair.
No, you're not. It's just frustrating to me when you had a chance to round it out with a nice 8-game win streak before.
Kenny,
you maybe want to split this one.
Yeah. Kenny, you just don't want to hear this, that's all. Right?
Yeah, that's correct. I do not want to hear this.
Yeah, no, that's what society is now, though. Oh, you're saying something I don't like. Well, I'm not going to listen to that. Okay, then.
I'm sorry, what?
They're going to win 38 games in a row. David, go ahead.
The Tigers generating so much traction and excitement, and with the Pistons' young talent and new management, I'm excited. Yes, we are back. Only people who say we are back are Kool-Aid drinking, slap happy, pathetic, emotional Lions fans. Andrew the hater from Macomb.
Damn. Well, you know what? At least he owned it.
Yeah, he called him. He's the hater. That's
he
what
owned
he said.
It. And that's why I said you're trending. So I didn't think that you two were off, but I think that in order to be back, you need a parade, you need a title, and
with
then you
others
need
to, chasing.
Right, and then you need like. Okay, you made the Eastern Conference final. You made it this far, and you're a piece away from winning the whole thing.
Yeah, someone says we're not back until we get like Boston was a few years ago, where championship contender in all 4 sports.
Yeah, 2 out of 4 wow. would suffice. What Boston was doing was historical. Just 2 out of 4.
I mean, the mayor literally had to just go ahead and put parades on the calendar.
Set them up. Let's go to Mike in Detroit, 97.1. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, look, man, my definite, I just have a lower, like, I say we're back, but I don't say, hey, baby, we're back. I'm more or less, yeah, we're back. And my definition is not championships. That's something way up. I'm answering the question based on what the condition of our sports environment has been. So if I'm answering the question based on the fact that for the last period, we've stunk. We've completely stunk. So to me, being back is when the other teams that you play don't take you as a joke. They have to get up, gear for that game. They don't just put a L there, but they're like, okay, we gotta do something. That to me has to be the foundation of being back, because if you don't have that, you don't even get to the other part. So I'm looking at it from where we've been. So that's my definition. So I say we're back with certain connotations, yeah. But not, yeah, we're back. But yes, we're not the joke anymore.
I think I'm right there with you, Mike. I think it's well said.
Okay.
I'm there.
I can
we've gotten
that.
Up off the mat, but we're not.
See, I would say in that case, you're relevant. You're not back, but you're relevant.
Okay. Yeah, that's good verbiage. I'm not bad at that. Steve, 97.1. Stevie, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I have to agree with the word respect. I think the word is respect, especially with everything that's going on with happening downtown this Saturday. I think it's good to see, you know, we're not at that level yet, but it's good to see us going through the trials and tribulations and getting here and see everything come to fruition. Like I said, this Saturday will probably be a good time for downtown Detroit. Backing off of the draft and everything like that. So yeah, I think you can't just put an L on us. Yeah, you got to respect us. Yeah,
Steve, you doing
much what I have.
Steve, you doing the double dip this weekend?
Oh man, I'm staying away from it. I don't like crowds like that, man.
I'm with you,
Mike. Is that you?
Yeah, I'll be chilled out. I'll be chilled out with some gummies, and
that's
I'll
right.
be
as will David.
I'll watch the game.
That's right, Steve.
Yes,
our resident pastor.
Oh, and just one more thing. I'm not worried about Ben Johnson leaving. I mean, I am worried about Ben Johnson leaving, because what coordinator you gonna have to come in that's gonna have to set up a passing play for our offensive tackle? So that's gonna be pretty hard. So that's pretty much what I had.
Yeah, appreciate it, Stevie. And by the way, that was the big announcement yesterday. David Hull is going to begin using weed gummies to aid in sleep. That's tremendous. Now, also breaking news today, David's been excommunicated from his church. Did you get any blowback from that yesterday?
No.
Okay, good.
No one has reached out to me and said a word.
Nor should they.
He said...
What?
Like, yeah, because you're excommunicated. Nobody's talking to you.
Yeah, no wonder your phone doesn't ring. David, they've changed the locks at Greater Life.
He's like, yeah, everything's good. Phone's still not ringing. Right, yeah. Honey, could you call? Make sure this works. Honey?
David gets a call. Why are they hosting a memorial service for you?
Why are you packing up? Where are you going?
Just kicking me out.
Yep, you're done. before we get to a football today, I have got a story that makes me so thankful that the Lions are good and we don't have to deal with crap like this. Do you remember the other day when I said, look, the NFL is a little bit of a problem? Mm-hmm. Is that some of their, like it's always been referred to, like the original six in hockey or in the NFL, the term like a Tiffany franchise, like this, some of the signature franchises are just not serious operations anymore. Giants, Jets, Bears, Cowboys. Oh, boy, do I have something that I think all Detroiters, we can just kick back, relax, and delight. It's watching the world burn from a good, safe distance. I want to read something to you.
I like this.
Can I do that next?
Yes.
And I want everyone to just kick their feet up. David, pop a gummy. And I want you to just sit back, relax, and it'll make you feel so good about being a Lions fan. Even better. You're not going to believe what I read.
I like this.
I can't believe I'm reading it. But it just shows you what a joke some of these big-time franchises have become. That Brian Baldinger spot might be the worst thing I've ever heard. Note, Brian, here's a note. Don't record in your bathroom.
You think they noticed? Nah.
Here's a big message.
All right, so listen. So let's get the bus back on the road, shall we? I want to read you a story. And as Lions fans, I think it's just... Take a moment and smell the roses, meaning you get to be the team that laughs at other teams. You get to laugh at other people's dysfunction beyond me and my Giants. I'm talking about everybody. And I've said this. There are a lot of signature franchises in the NFL that I truly believe are just not serious operations right now. Now, long term, that's a problem for the NFL. Like the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a small little family business run like a lemonade stand.
That doesn't work. The problem is no one cares about Pittsburgh. But in cities like New York, Chicago, Dallas, these are not real franchises anymore. They're jokes. Well, the Dallas Cowboys may have just taken the Burger King crown. Are you ready?
Whopper, Whopper,
double Whopper, junior, double, triple. Oh, my God. Ed Werder has entered the chat, a 30-year veteran covering this team. Regarding Deion Sanders, I'm being told he would certainly accept if Jones offers to make him the next coach. Those around him are encouraging to pursue it, and Jerry Jones is enamored with the idea. But wait, there's more. Jane Slater, who covers the Cowboys for NFL Network. There's a lot to unpack here. Been on the phone nonstop. Here's what I've gathered. From Deion to Jason Witten to Kellen Moore, Jerry Jones is on a solo mission. He's gone rogue, people. No official interviews or calls even placed to some.
Whoa.
He shut everybody out. But the idea, and Jane Slater with a straight face wrote this, half joking, but not really. If Deion and Jerry happened, make no, in all caps, mistake, Jerry's pitching a show to Netflix and recouping and gaining any money that he wouldn't normally pay a coach and staff. At the very least, it's a marketing success. Tell me you're not serious as an organization without just coming out and saying it. The Cowboys would be better off writing the word unserious on their helmets and replacing the star with some form of pro combat edition. Deion Sanders, an owner going rogue, and a reporter who is widely respected saying, kidding, not kidding, TV show and things. I know the weather blows here.
No.
I know it's cold. Just pinch yourself because this used to be you. This used to be, you know, Matt Millen swindling the old man at a dinner for an extension. Or what member of the Ford family is going to get their turn running the team? Guys, there's no merit. There's no Marty Morningwig motorcycle. There's no Rod Marinelli telling you stories how he was walking to school nude.
Steve Mariucci.
There's no nonsense. There's just winning. Rico is in disbelief at this.
Because I believe it. Because I see it happening. Because Jerry Jones has placed value over television and marketing himself rather than winning a Super Bowl. Like, honestly, if I could go back in time and say the man who bought the Cowboys back in the 90s would turn into this, I wouldn't believe it. Because at that time, man, I thought Dallas was going to win Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. Like, he put the league on notice. And now, this goes back to what I said before. I understand that Dallas is one of the blue bloods of the – somebody's got to do a wellness check. Somebody needs to step in there say
– don't do that.
Hey, guys – last year, you forgot about free agency. You just forgot. It wasn't on your calendar.
Do you remember when you used to do the ads, and at one point you started about crime, and you're like, no. Have you ever considered a career in... Deion should teach a master class in how to grift your way up in life. Remarkable.
Yeah.
If he ends up getting the Dallas Cowboys head coaching job... that is a masterclass. Like, you could sell it next to Gordon Ramsay teaching you how to cook. Mm-hmm. Deion, grifter's gonna grift. And just...
I mean, he would be on the Mount Rushmore of grifters. Jaden Rashada would be on there. Because I've yet seen him play.
He put Lane Kiffin to shame. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
But,
well, wow. Kiffin just falls up. Like, he does stuff, but he doesn't deserve the promotions.
But here are your head coaches for the Cowboys right now. Okay, mind you, you're good. You got Dan Campbell, and I know it's scary. If you missed our conversation about Ben Johnson, the reports, Odyssey.com Rewind, I'm sure there'll be a YouTube video for that. You can like and subscribe if you so choose. Deion Sanders, Jason Witten,
Kellen Moore. And reports are Jerry's not looping anyone in the organization in. He's gone rogue. He's not even doing anything officially. It's just back channel.
And I thought that maybe the Deion thing was a joke because I saw reports that Robert Saleh wasn't going to get in. Like, okay, all right.
Here's the real stuff.
Okay, now that we're done, you know what? He woke up and was like, wait, did I hire him? No. Oh, thank God. Okay, let's actually go after a real coaching search. But to value this and to get a TV series, I mean, the lines are blurred. It's like Tom Brady. Like, there's no separation of church and state. It's like you say that I ruined college football. No, the NFL is showing you, no, they're telling me, wait, I can ruin a sport.
I think
Watch this.
It gives you more faith in Sheila, more faith in Brad, more faith. Look, running an NFL organization, here's what the comp would be, right? Obviously not in seriousness. The comp I'm giving you is the utmost respect I have in this earth is for our military. But like, if you're in SEAL training, buds, part of that is six-man crew with one guy, and they got to guide this dinghy, and they train out in Coronado, and they do it in the winter. And it's ice cold, midnight swims, but part of the testing on a daily basis is they got to paddle their way through 8 to 10 foot surge. Brutally difficult. How do you do it? Everyone has to be rowing in the same direction at the exact same pace at the exact same time.
Good way of putting it.
That's what it takes to win in the NFL. You can't have an owner go rogue. You can't have weak links. Every department, everyone. Now, what do the Lions have? They're all rowing at the same pace. It
works so well, Mikey, if you think about it. It's why Ben Johnson is like, no, I've seen what success looks like.
Right.
And unless you can promise me we all go in the same direction.
Right.
Telling the Chicago Bears, I need you to confess your sins and say how bad you are so we can move forward. Basically, you get the woman out there with the shame bell. Shame.
Ryan down Paul's Michigan
Avenue.
Nude?
Yes.
Do we get Ryan Paul's nude down shame. Michigan Avenue?
Shame.
So, yeah, when you wonder why franchises continue to fall on their face and yet the Lions have been able to ascend, it's not mysticism. It's not this luck or magic. It's that everyone, think about this, from Sheila to Chris Spielman to Brad Holmes to Dan Campbell, staff, players, unified. There's a synchronicity to it.
Because you know why, Mike? Sheila got it. Her dad didn't. Let's just call it what it is. Her mom didn't. Dad would. It was the coaching graveyard. Elephant graveyard. You would come coach the Lions and you would never coach again.
Because there'd be a lot of politics with the hires. Yeah, you know that.
You know, Matt Millen, well, he was a good guy. And I would like for him to be my son.
He charmed dad at dinner.
Okay, but, you know, you took somebody right out the booth. He never coached. Yeah, but, you know.
And then gave him an extension. But no, that was all. When you want to know why teams like the Giants or the Cowboys or the Bears, they can't get it right, it's actually an exploration in your history. And only by now looking at other teams and going, wow, that's effed up, can you realize how effed up it was here. Because sometimes you're too close to it and you just want what you want and you want to see the world the way you want it, not the way it is. Mm-hmm. Much easier to see the truth when someone else is struggling with it and you go, oh, that's effed up. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was you.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to worry about that no more.
You are correct.
We don't. But no. Yeah, Jerry, you just do you, man.
Dude, I do think that they got to have an intervention. Maybe there's your TV show where you do an intervention with
they
the
load
Giants.
Jerry into a conversion game.
No, with the Giants and the Jets and the Cowboys and all of these teams. Like, hey, guys, this is rehab. Get your life together.
Well, you'd have an easier time fixing Jerry Jones and John Mara. They don't do spinal replacement.
Just saying.
I just got a rich old jellyfish running my franchise. Oh, golly gee, I won't sleep well if Saquon's going to...
No, I'm telling... No, this is the thing, though. Wait, Jets, did you guys really say it's based on what your kid...
You will address me as Mr. Ambassador, bitch.
No, you're in rehab. We will call you what you want. You're in rehab.
Woody
right now.
Johnson. Oh, by the way, hey, Lion fans, the Jets didn't think Ben Johnson was a fit. Didn't call him. I quit. If I were a Jet fan, I would quit. You have to be clinically insane to say Ben What, you don't like the touchdown play? All right, that's
if
all.
If I'm AG, I don't know if I'm insulted by that. Like, wait, so you didn't interview you, my boy?
Just take the money. If you're AG, just take that 40 mil.
Make sure you get as much as you can guaranteed, because the beauty of it is you'll get another job someplace else.
All right, we will get to a Football Today top of the hour. I want to check in on ticket techs. If you missed anything, Odyssey.com rewind. If you want video, Evan and John do an incredible job with the Valenti Show and Rico YouTube, which is separate from the station. If you would subscribe, we'd appreciate it because it's free. It can't be that big of a pain in the ass. So, ticket techs first, and then I've been made aware of something. And I don't know if David wants this out there, but I have to do it. I owe it to the listeners. It's out there now. No. That's known. Ticket text first, please.
From NOAA, the media plays a big role in those cities. That's why some of these big market teams have struggled for years. The media is not calling them out their troubles.
Hold on. You can't say that in Chicago. You sure as hell can't say it in New York.
Hey, New York's awful soft on these teams.
Yeah, you know it. Now, Dallas, I can't speak to. I have spent no time down there.
He owns the station.
Well, then that's going to be a no.
Remember when he got angry? Like, and I can get you guys fired.
I own you or something, he said, yeah. So, no, I'm sorry. That was Sterling. That said, I own you. My bad.
God. Jesus.
Someone says.
Food and clothes.
I'm sorry. He didn't quite say that.
I own you.
Ben Johnson's Madden rating wasn't good enough for the Jets, so that's why he didn't interview there. Someone else says, scratch a liar, find a thief. I told people Deion wasn't real when he said God led him to Colorado and not the $6 million salary. Yeah,
right, and God led Reggie White to Green Bay or the biggest free agent contract in history.
Oh, my gosh. Someone says that Dallas story is ridiculous. I cannot believe they're truly considering Deion Sanders for the job.
They aren't. Jerry is, and it should make you, as a Lions fan, it's just a great reference point for how far you've come. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah.
One more, and then, David, I have a question for you.
It's Jerry Jones, Deion Sanders nonsense reminds me of why I have completely shut off my news feed.
Yeah.
And I live in my own world. That is wild.
So if you missed yesterday's show, we're only going to spend a couple minutes on this, but yesterday's show, David said he hadn't been sleeping well for about 6 months, and he asked me, because I take weed gummies to go to sleep and just get better sleep. I don't want a prescription. I don't want Ambien. I don't want any of that crap. And I don't like melatonin. I don't react well to it. I wake up feeling like a complete zombie. So, yeah, indica gummies to go to sleep. Fabulous. So David asked the question. I'm like, well, here's the deal. Here's what you do. Well, Evan came running. Evan was like one of Rico's comic book characters. I mean, he may as well have appeared out of the clouds with fire behind him. Evan showed up.
Straight from the Bifrost.
Right. And delivered gummies to David. I said to David, I'll give you some on Friday.
He did just appear because I was like, is that?
If Evan? You know how the bat signal and all of a sudden Batman is there for Commissioner Gordon?
Mm-hmm.
You talk weed, Evan's there. So I said to David, look, try it Friday night. You know, I don't know how you'll react to it. I know you got the kids. You got to get up for school. Oh, no, David couldn't wait. I've been told, David, you started your journey last night.
I sure did.
What's the review?
Because before you give the review, I was like, David, you were supposed to wait till the weekend because you don't really know how you're going to react to this. But I should have known something the way he answered the phone today.
Well, let's just say I did sit on the edge of my bed. I was debating with myself, do I do this tonight? Do I? And I said, you know what? Screw it. And so I took it, and let's just say it was around 10 o'clock. Okay. And
what did you take?
I was told to cut them in quarters is what I was told to do.
Okay, I said a third. You went with a very low, so about 5 milligrams.
Well, I didn't quite take just one quarter. I took two, but basically a half.
You took 10?
Basically, I took a half.
Off the rip?
Yeah, off rip.
David, the first one didn't kick in enough.
No, it wasn't that. I just did it off rip.
All right, I'll tell you right now, I don't know how this worked out, but I'll bet you $1 he went into a coma.
No, I did not. I actually, like I said, I did it around 10, and I really don't remember anything past that, which is good. Because I went straight to sleep. I was gone.
It worked.
It did work, and it was around the time I have to wake up. My alarm went off. My son was waking me up so I could take him to school. 6 a.m. I was like, podcast. This is beautiful. I got sleep.
See, I thought you were still asleep because I called David this morning before and like David normally answers the phone.
I was getting myself together. Yeah.
Sorry.
Kenny.
Missed that call.
I'm still asleep.
Kenny, he started. The world's first cannabis pastor. He started.
And excommunicated, just like that.
Oh, his uncle? Forget about it. It's over. But, Kenny, how about David going 10 milligrams just off the bench?
He started at 10?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right off the bench.
That's an aggressive move.
But
I was desperate for sleep, man. So I was hoping I woke up.
David, whatever you do, stay at that level for a while now.
Okay.
Don't. I won't go above 10.
You can't go backwards?
You can. What I wouldn't do
is
start taking more. Oh. I would not do that. But, David, you got the better part of it.
40 milligrams!
But it worked in that I told you, you're not going to wake. You're just going to sleep. And it's not this artificial, you know, people have described Ambien. It feels like someone's pushing your head, like, you know, down a flight of stairs.
You're just being forced into it.
It's just not organic. It's not, this is more natural. And how long did it take to take hold? Were you like me where it's like 10 minutes you're out?
That's what it felt like because I took it and I kind of, you know, laid there and I leaned over and I felt my eyes going and I was gone. Woo! It was great.
Now, what did your wife say to this? Because she is a very classy woman.
She is.
I don't know why she's with you.
She is very classy.
Oh, no. I mean, Kenny, I've had the privilege of meeting Mrs. Hatchett a multitude of times. Mm-hmm. Lovely woman.
She is.
Classy. Enters a room and classes it up. And then she's with this trash bag. But well, you are. You're phony. I mean, you're not a pastor.
Stop it.
The first time she walked up to him and was like, I'm David's wife and blah, blah, blah. You're David's wife?
I want to apologize for his actions.
Oh.
I'm tired of him constantly trying to get me pregnant.
Blink twice. Oh. Blink twice if I need to call somebody.
But it was just fine.
What was her reaction? Judgmental?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Just whatever works is basically what it was. If it works, fine. It worked. It worked.
I'm thrilled. I'm so happy for you.
I got to try the other side of it that everybody was giving me advice on.
What's that?
Well, you know, the other bedroom.
No. Huh?
The other
and
bedroom
I'm not
benefits.
Fourth quarter. I'm not talking fourth quarter. Kid number four.
No.
Well, no. Oh, I can't confirm that.
No.
I can't confirm.
That's the other side of the. I thought that was what you were talking about.
I'm not going to do that, but I want to.
How the hell are you going to stay awake?
I don't know. They say it's for that, but I don't know.
All right.
Because I was gone, so I don't understand how people
Enrico putting four fingers there, that ain't for the fourth quarter.
Right.
So I know what you're referring to. With him, he'll have triplets. You know what's going to happen. He'll have an oopsie, but it's going to be twins, and then he's going to have to drive one of those Sprinter vans.
Yeah, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of that.
Woo! You should be. Well, I got to tell you, I am thrilled. This puts me in a great mood. It worked.
It sure did.
We corrupted a pastor.
Oh, stop it.
What a win.
It's just all medicine.
Right. Let's do football today, shall we? We'll do it next. 97.1.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.